This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And there is gas rationing going on here in New York City this morning for the first time since the 70s. New Jersey has been rationing gas since last week, and it's all because of the supply disruptions caused by Hurricane Sandy. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff joins us this morning from a gas station here in Manhattan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so Dan, what are the details of this rationing plan?
Well, Mayor Bloomberg announced this yesterday. The plan is on odd days. If your license plate ends in an odd number, that's your day to get gas. If your license plate ends in an even number, you have to wait till the next day. And he had hoped that the shortages would have been reduced by now. But obviously that hasn't happened. We had the nor'easter this week, which slowed recovery a bit. And the problem here is that Hurricane Sandy took out much of the refining and the distribution network in this region. And between the nor'easter and just getting everything back online, it has taken a lot longer than expected to get enough gas in this region so that we don't have these long lines at the gas stations.
Well, and we've heard all about that over the last several days, Dan. Ever since the storm, there have been long lines at the gas station. What's the scene there this morning where you are?
The scene here is a total madhouse. We have a line going back at least two or three blocks. There are five or six cops here and cop cars that are helping direct people to the various pumps here. I talked to some people. They've been waiting anywhere from half an hour to 2 hours. This is Larry Moshan, who came from Long Island. He says his street on Long Island still doesn't have power. He got up at 3 a.m. today to get here in time to get gas to be at work. He waited an hour and 15 minutes.
Out the door by 3:30, and before 4 o'clock I was on this line.
So you have to get up in your cold house, come all the way here to get gas for an hour and a half.
Here I am.
Yeah. And you still have a pretty good spirit.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah.
So as you can hear, almost 2 weeks after Hurricane Sandy, the effects are still being felt both at home and at the gas pump.
Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff joining us from a gas station with, sounds like, a pretty long line in Manhattan. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.